Cerulean Gallery. Contemporary fine art is a calling card of this small gallery in Amarillo. Its owners feature works of emerging local, regional, and national artists in 9 exhibitions a year. They offer personal consulting services and support the community by donating time and money to local causes. Open just like their sign says they should be, we drop in and enjoy artists and styles, shown this March 2015. We are finished with lunch at Tacos Garcia, a local Amarillo eatery that serves as close to New Mexican food as we can get in Texas. Your taste for red or green enchiladas follows you wherever you go. The Cerulean Gallery has concrete floors, white walls, light, and enough room to make it a comfortable place to see artists up close and personal. There are artists in every community, painting in little studios that are sometimes just a corner of a living room, an easel on the prairie, or a place in a garage with a skylight added for real light. There are artists working late into the night or early mornings before going to day jobs. They know their lines and colors and art history and pursue their dreams, even though the odds are against them making money or achieving stardom. Still, lots of us do things out of love that have a murky bottom line. It's hard to see how long a gallery of contemporary art can survive in a town of cowboy art, cattle and windmills, atmospheric clouds, and long vistas of open space. It's true, though, that art springs from individual hearts and minds, so it should be as different as people are different. There should be a place at the art table for everyone, even crazy old Uncle Ed. Al and Jim Sondra and I enjoy this afternoon, and I never stop looking for Uncle Ed's portrait in a hidden corner of the gallery.